It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davies.
Thank you. Good evening. Welcome. Live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO. Back in Sydney for the second game of the two-night doubleheader between the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats and the Sydney Warriors. The only time these two teams will meet in the regular season. And one team started out the year on a roll and got state ranked as high as 14. That's the BG Bobcats. The Sydney boys started out with a loss to Utica Notre Dame, but since then have ripped off 11 straight, including 7 in the Mid-State Athletic Conference, and now they find themselves state ranked at number 19 in New York State Class C. So there's a team that started hot, and there's a team that has gotten hot. Bobcats not so hot as of late. It's cold outside. We'll see who heats up in here. It is live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO. I'm Greg Davian. Glad that you're along tonight, either on the radio waves or in cyberspace. Either way, it's supposed to be a good evening of basketball, and we're glad that you're with us. If you've logged on, make sure you let us know from where you did log on, and we'll make a mention of that as best we can. JV game tonight won by the JV Warriors of Sydney, 69-37. So I do have standings of the varsity, and I'll share that with you. There are some makeup games still to be had, but of course we get set here for live Tri-Town High School basketball and the varsity action from Sydney High School tonight. Tons of papers on my little tiny desk that they let me have, which means I got to find my intro sheet, and there it is. Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7 of Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, call the folks at Chambers and O'Hara, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's ballgame. Coach Greg Warren and his BG Bobcats, Coach Mike Brzee and his Sydney Warriors. We're going to take a look at both teams a little bit more in depth. Don't have real stats to share, but we've got some good stories through the season. We'll find out. And the crowd here tonight's about four-fifths full, about 80% full. So we're looking forward to tonight's game between two local rivals. We'll be back to take a look at those teams more in depth. The Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show live on WCDO.
Bork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
I love newness. I find newness often goes hand in hand with awesomeness, which brings me to McDonald's Dollar Menu. For years, it's been my go-to menu, especially when they offer something new. The Grilled Onion Cheddar, the newest taste for just a buck. 100% beef patty, a slice of white cheddar, caramelized onions. Newness, definitely awesomeness, resulting in happiness.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's Dollar Menu. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa.
Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered.
energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. It is a very good crowd. A lot more people come in just in the 5 minutes that I got on the air, and then we took a break. So there are seats available. There's a little bit of a pep band going on. It looks like mostly percussion over there. A lot of different drums, timbales, bongos. I think Matt Fisher has his keyboard out. I was told that they had disbanded the pep band because they weren't getting enough help, but no, looks like they got it going on over there. Well, anyway, Bainbridge Guilford started the season on a real good roll. In fact, they won their first five games in a row, two games in the Delhi tournament, then Lawrence, Athens, and Harpersville. Then they played Unitigo in a tremendously played game. Didn't really go back and forth. It was mostly BG leading until the end when Unitigo overtook them and held on to win that game 72-69 right before the holiday. They came back and defeated Hancock and Deposit to go 7-1, 4-1 in the league. But they've lost their last two games. They were stunned by Walton, 70-61, going just 15 for 28 from the foul line. Austin Bowerly had 26 points. Corbin Palmer with 16. And Brooks Harmon did not score that game. I believe he was coming off an illness. Only 2 3-pointers in that game. They were actually leading 43-42, but Walton put it away with a 27-19 fourth quarter. And then last Friday, they lost in a home game against Green. Green's Zach Wentland went crazy, 31 points. And the 25-15 third quarter by Green put them out of reach for the Bobcats, losing 71-59. So two in a row, they're now 4-3 in the league. Although they made 7 3-pointers, Austin Bowerly with 27 points, Corbin Palmer with 19, but just 6-15 from the free throw line. I do have to say sorry to Coach Greg Warren. He finally, at the end of today, my work day, he did send me stats on his top players. But I had some Super Bowl business I had to attend to, and I never printed it out. So suffice it to say, their top scorer, without a doubt, is Austin Bowerly, and number two is Corbin Palmer. Number three is Brooks Harmon, and their best three-point threat. Palmer, their best threat from the foul line. And then Lucas Butcher has had a couple of top-scoring games. So those four pretty much dictate the offense. The defense, that fifth spot is taken by, well, it's sort of a team approach. Michael Carlin and Nick Granowski, a junior and a senior, respectively. They've also called up Ryan Jones, who is the grandson, the son of Gary Jones, who played for Sydney. His father, Jack Jones, who passed away in 2012, was the architect of that Sydney basketball dynasty of the 70s. There's a lot of Sydney BG stories here tonight, and just kind of fun to look at the crowd and see where people who graduated from Sydney are actually going to the BG side of the stands and vice versa based on who their kids are and everything. That's kind of a neat thing if you know the history anyway. If you don't, then it doesn't make any difference where anybody sits, but kind of interesting to me. The Sydney boys come in smoking hot. There's no other way to say it. 11 wins in a row, including two games against very stiff competition. A week ago Friday, when I was still in Las Vegas, Sydney battled Unitigo on the Spartans' home floor for, I believe, the third year in a row. They won that game 61-48. It was 32-24 at halftime, but the lead grew from there as Unitigo got progressively frustrated at the balance that Sydney was able to put out there. In fact, Andy Kozak had 14 points. Joe Matzel had 12. Brandon Walters and Damian Zimmer each with 8 apiece. Damian Zimmer, by the way, has gone into the starting lineup. And I want to make a special note here. because there was the discussion when Zimmer got healthy. Of course, the first couple of games, he didn't have stamina. He understood that. He came off the bench. Damian Zimmer, if you heard the interview, he's a battler. He wants to play. He does not want to sit. He understood that he was sparking the team off the bench, and he did actually do that quite well. However, the it became apparent he was going to have to start. But who do you sit down? Hunter Sowersby, who wound up being the MVP of the Dick White Cooperstown tournament when they made that game up. The very next night, they beat Fort Plain by a very similar score, 61-45. Sowersby with 18 points, big first quarter when they went up 22-10. He was MVP of the tournament. Brandon Walters, who could have sat. No, he was at 12 points and made the all-tournament team. Billy Kozak, their spark plug, can't sit him. He's doing well. So it came down to Joe Mansell and Mike Cruz underneath. Do you get a smaller lineup? What do you do? Because you got to get Zimmer in there. Well, in steps number 23, Mike Cruz, who said, "Coach, it's all right. I'll sit." Don't want to overstate this, but and it could have been for any team, not just Sydney. For a person like that to step up and say, "Look, if it's for the benefit of the team that I sit and Zimmer starts, I'm all for it. I know I'm going to play." I think that's tremendous. I think that deserves our respect. It could be any player for any team. In this case, it's Mike Cruz for Sydney. And we'll see what kind of benefits that will reap when Zimmer is in the starting lineup. Some people would say, you know what? Zimmer would spark the team every time he came in the game. Remember the Unadilla Valley game. They were trailing UV. He came in, scores right away, and gets fouled, and just goes on from there. So, yeah, there's some psychology going, but I guess I may be overstating it. But I think in today's world of greed and me, I think it's nice to say we, and not the little pigs going all the way home. I'm thinking, you know, it's all about us. It's not all about me. So congratulations to Mike Cruz on that move. Cruz, of course, when he does get in the game, he's a rebounding force. He will take the other team's top big player, Joe Mansell, their leading rebounder. Let's see, Cruz averaging 5.7 a game, Mansell 7.1, Kozak 12.4, Sowersby 8.7 and climbing. The shooting 60% from the line. Their three-point shooting leader in numbers is Bill Kozak with 21 in 66 attempts, 32%. Pretty darn good. Sowersby is 9 for 26, 35%. And overall, they're 48 for 159. That's 30%. And that's pretty good for a high school ball club to shoot 30% from beyond the arc. Now, as far as rebounds, I was getting to that. Mansell at 6.3. Cruz 4.6. Walters 4.3. Very balanced rebounding. Mansell with 1.3 blocks per game. And steals, it's Sowersby at 2.5 and Kozak at 2. Those are the two guys that you would figure would be up in that department. And as for the assist leaders, well, they share the wealth there, too. Hunter Sowersby at 3.2 per game. Kozak leads at 3.4. Walters at 2.9. They have 14.6 assists. And if you think just two-pointers and maybe an occasional three, that's 30 points a game coming from teammates. If they can keep that at 30 points, averaging 30 points a game off passes, that's a good formula. That's a real good formula. I do regret that I don't have the same kind of stats for Bainbridge Guilford, but suffice it to say that Sydney is going to have to find a way to stop Austin Bowerly, not just from the points perspective, but from the rebounding perspective. He's also got good court sense, can find the open player, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll see what happens there. 3:40 to go in the countdown on the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. When we come back, there might be a live anthem. Still don't know, but we will certainly have the live introduction of the starting lineups as we get ready for Sydney, BG in the MAC. Sydney undefeated at 7-0 with a makeup game still to go. BG at 4-3 also with a makeup to go. So we'll be back in just a moment to finish it up here live from Sydney on WCDL.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sitday, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, we're back, and had to run and get some water. I looked down and I said, it's going to be one of those nights where you're going to want water. Whoops, I have no water, so we got it now. And I decided this time I'm going to come off the little pedestal so that I can hand the mic to Kyle Vibbert, who's going to do the announcement of the starting lineups, which I do not know yet, but I can pretty much predict. They are going to do a CD version of the anthem, so let's step away. We'll come back. We'll have that starting lineup for you. BG versus Sydney tonight, live Tri-Town High School basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
It's all about
you do a lot inside our offices each day. You deposit savings. You add to your Christmas account. You take out loans, cash checks, and plan your financing with our help. Sometimes, you just stop in to say hello. Around here, it's like a community within the community. SFCU. Federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, here we go with the starting lineup. First for the visitors from Bainbridge-Guilford. A junior, number 4, Lucas Butcher. A junior, number 11, Michael Carlin. A senior, number 13, Corbin Palmer.
a senior number 21, Austin Bowerly, and a senior number 22, Brooks Harmon. And the head coach of the Bobcats is Mr. Greg Warren.
No real surprise there for the BG Bobcats. Here we go, Sydney.
A 5'6 junior, number 21, Billy Kozak. A 6'3 senior, number 44, Joe Metzel. A 5'9 senior, number 5, Hunter Sowersby. A 5'10 senior, number 22, Brandon Walters. And a 6'1 senior, number 11, Damian Zimmer. And the head coach of the Sydney Warriors is Mr. Mike Brzee.
All right, we got a full house here at the home of the Sydney Warriors. Thank you very much. Don't have a halftime interview scheduled. Maybe I'll pick on the referees. I don't know. Who knows? No, he didn't. I thought he was going to turn around and hear that. Oh, well. A couple of long-time referees, so we're in experienced hands when it comes to that. Sydney streak at 11, 7 in the MAC. BG started out number 14 in the state once they got to a 5-0 record. Since then have slipped a bit, but very, very capable. So as the game goes on, I'm hoping to hear from our engineer, Joe Gardner, just to as to who has logged on and where they've logged on from. Probably won't know who, but we will definitely know where. Last night, all over the place, Kansas, Florida, California, etc. So here we go. Joe Metzel, the maroon and white against the blue and white. And it's easily controlled by Bowerly on the first tip. So BG going to my right toward the exit doors. And BG is spreading out their offense to start out. Harmon goes back out to Butcher. Butcher guarded by Kozak. They have not even gotten inside the three-point arc yet until the drive. Nice play by Corbin Palmer into Bowerly, but too hard on the shot. Rebounded by Zimmer. Flips the outlet to Kozak. And it'll be a zone defense by the BG Bobcats. It appears to be a 2-3. Could be something else. But that's what it looks like here. And Sydney will stay on the outside. Will Sydney attack this zone, or will they try to be complacent and get that outside shot going? It's not their game. They average about 4 per game, but still. Here comes Sowersby, top of the key to Walters. Ball staying outside. Sowersby with 2 on the shot clock. Missed. Zimmer with the offensive rebound. Palmer got a nice hand on it to break up Zimmer's rhythm, but Sydney still retains possession. Down low for Zimmer, kicks it out to Sowersby, to the left to Walters. Walters double team, he goes out to Sowersby. The running 10-footer is good, and Hunter Sowersby puts Sydney up on the board to start things off. Very patient. Sowersby nearly a steal against Palmer. Got the presence of mind to keep going with it. Passed off to Carlin and missed. Zimmer with a rebound, and before he flipped the outlet to Kozak, commits a travel. And right away, Coach Greg Warren makes a substitution. Dylan Moffitt comes into the game, number 3. I have to make sure that is him and not Ryan Jones. I don't know what Ryan Jones looks like. I'll have to check for sure. Moffitt is listed as number 3. I did not see Ryan Jones actually in the roster, but he is on the varsity tonight. So we'll try to get that straight. For now, it's Dylan Moffitt. So Harmon way out there, guarded by Walters. They even gave him a lot of room because he's by half court. Nice spin move by Palmer, and the spin move inside on the layup is no good. But he gets his own rebound. Backs it out. Nobody sees him, so he takes a 10-footer from the right side, and that missed, and Zimmer with another rebound. He's gotten 3 already. So Kozak up the court. They change the alignment just a bit. Zimmer down low for Metzel. Off the glass, no good. Thought he had his own rebound. Sowersby makes a steal because Harmon had it instead of Metzel, and Sowersby came up empty. So here comes Palmer driving in on Matzel. Too wild on the layup. The ball is into Zimmer's hands, and he's going to come down the court himself. Little hesitation off to Kozak in the baseline. Around the rim, no good. Rebound, Bowerly, and a baseball pass out to Palmer. Three-quarters court, and before he can get the shot off, he is bumped by Brandon Walters. And we are hot and heavy in the action tonight, no doubt about it. Brandon Walters commits his first foul. 2-0 Sydney, first 3 minutes of the game. Outlet comes to Harmon. That's his signature play, the three-pointer from the left wing. Missed it. Rebound for Bowerly and put it back up. Getting hit in the act of shooting by Sydney's Joe Matzel. Now, one of the good things, if Matzel does get foul trouble, Mike Brzee will not hesitate. If there's a second foul, he'll bring Mike Cruz in. The first shot up by Bowerly is good. Bowerly, a pretty decent free throw shooter. Second shot will tie it up. Well, we have our first tie. I don't think it'll be our last. See how many lead changes we get out of this one. Bowerly with both free throws good. All right, Sowersby down to Matzel in the left baseline. They're staying on the left side. Now they swing it around to the right. Walters from three-point range is going to bounce past it to Zimmer. Zimmer kicks it to Kozak, who's open for three, top of the key. Yes, nothing but net. Well, a little bit of overplay by the BG Bobcats that time. It's 5-2, and then a long pass beyond the reach of Lucas Butcher, and it's turned right back over to Sydney. In their white jerseys with maroon accents, the Warrior head in white, and Sydney and numbers, of course, in maroon. Sowersby blocked out there by Harmon. Bounce pass to Kozak. They go to the right side for Walters. Walters, couple dribbles toward the corner. Now it's Zimmer. Way out again to Kozak. Swing it to the left. It is a bounce pass to Zimmer from Matzel. The fake, the shot. It's blocked. But Sydney keeps possession. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Kozak, long three off the back of the rim. Zimmer timed it and thought he had the rebound, but it is Moffitt instead. So up the right side comes Palmer. Over to Moffitt. Bounce pass down low to Palmer. Nice play inside, and Corbin Palmer scores his first basket. Palmer very capable of a 20 to 25 point evening. We're down to 3.5 minutes already. Very quick first quarter. I like it when these games start about 10 after 7. Shot by Walters on the right. Three-point area, no good. Austin Bowerly with a rebound. He'll have a bunch tonight, no question about it. So Bowerly goes to Butcher, who's at the by the block, S. Sydney. Backing in against Kozak. Oh, stole it right away. Picked his pocket. It is Sowersby driving hard. The hanging layup try. He hung in the air for a second, and he drew the foul. The foul's going to go on Brooks Harmon of Bainbridge Guilford, and Sowersby is at the line, shooting 63%, but he hasn't gotten to the line that much. And the first shot is no good. Sowersby just 5-for-8 coming in. Now he's 5-for-9. This will be attempt number 10, and I can guess the percentage. He makes the second one, thus 60%. All right, now I got that mathematician skill out of the way. 6-4 is the score. Nice pass from Bowerly down into Butcher's hands. Oh, they wave it off because of travel. Bowerly thinks it should have been an and one. Can't say that I disagree with that. I was ready to put the foul and the basket. They say it was a travel. So they play on with a 6-4 Sydney lead. Sowersby punches a pass down low to Zimmer. Back out to Sowersby. Now to the high post. It's Matzel out to Kozak for three, and he's feeling it. Three-pointer again for Hunter Sowersby. For Bill Kozak. He's got 6 points on the strength of 2 3-pointers. Michael Carlin comes in for Dylan Moffitt. And I think I can confirm that is Dylan Moffitt, because I heard somebody say, nice job, Dylan. All right, so it is Butcher going up against Kozak, not faring too well. They keep it way out again. If they figure if they can spread out the defense, they might be able to create some offense one-on-one, and that's Harmon fading away. Shot is good. Brooks Harmon with a turnaround, not his normal style, but he made it work that time and looked awful good doing it. 9-6, the score is Sydney by 3. Sowersby, boy, is he giving a lot of tension by the defense. It is Matzel at the foul line. Backs it out to Kozak. Work it to the right side. Zimmer down low for a streaking Joe Matzel. So nice play by Damian Zimmer, kind of playing the decoy that time. He was on the low block. Moved out just enough to see Matzel streak by. Fed him for the layup. Palmer drives, now goes to Harmon for three. Just around the rim and no good. 11-6 Sydney. And on that miss, Sydney leading by 5 with a chance to expand it down to a minute 20 to go. Whistle's only blown about 5 times in this quarter, or so it seems. Inside Zimmer, he fakes, goes up, but he's called for the travel, and that one is a good call by the official. So that'll be Sydney edging up their defense just a little bit. They'll stay in man-to-man. Off the double team, Butcher gets the ball. He was open for a second, but he backed out. Here goes Butcher. Bounce pass to Carlin. Carlin back out to Lucas. 54 seconds to go. 17 on the shot clock. Palmer guarded by Sowersby. A really good matchup there. A very skilled, very athletic point guards. One a quarterback, one a soccer goal scorer. And there's a foul away from the ball on Sydney's. Or no, check that. On Austin Bowerly, who apparently pushed off trying to get position. Both teams with 2 personal fouls. So once again, Sydney leading by 5 with 39 seconds to go. They keep it in the perimeter. Matzel to the high post. Kicks it out to Walters, who drives baseline and came up short with it. Bowerly with a rebound. Quick outlet pass, Sowersby almost stole it, but Palmer got it instead. Down they come. Palmer with a left-hand layup is good. Corbin Palmer. Good use of the court that time by Corbin Palmer, and it was almost not to be because Hunter Sowersby anticipated the outlet pass. But quick hands by Palmer. 11-8, 5 seconds to go. Matzel down low to Zimmer. A little finger roll touch, and it's good. Zimmer with the basket just before the buzzer. And Sydney takes a 13-8 lead after one quarter of play that zipped through about as fast as could be. 8 minutes and about 12 minutes of time, nearly a record. Stick around. We got lots more basketball to go. It's Sydney versus BG, live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
We're specialists in you. Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Oh, the people checking in tonight. Well, when I get my first break, I'll let you know. We got a new state heard from now. Probably colder than it is here. That's my only clue. Here comes Brandon Walters driving in, draws the double team, kicks it across the court. Not kicks it. He passes it across the court. To Billy Kozak, and a rarity of all rarities, Kozak couldn't handle the pass. So BG trailing by 5, but now they have the ball. They get the stop. Michael Carlin driving past Kozak, driving in. It'll be an offensive foul on Carlin. I wasn't sure. The referee looked like he was showing block, but then he pointed the other way. So it was an offensive foul. Carlin did a nice job to drive it down the right baseline. And I think it was Matzel that held his ground. So first half minute into the books. 13-8 Sydney. They have not trailed. There's been a 2-2 tie. Sowersby for three. Back iron. Walters hustles to get the rebound, but his pass back out on the sideline touches the sideline before it hits Sowersby. So it's BG's ball. We got people checking in tonight from Mansfield, Ohio, Oldsmar, Florida. There's a Hunter Sowersby fan checking in from Tampa, Florida. Long pass to Michael Carlin, out to Lucas Butcher. Palmer, the left wing, over to Harmon for three. That's his shot, but he missed it. Rebound, Bowerly goes up strong, can't hit it. Nice defense by Matzel that time, because Bowerly had a two-pointer just waiting to be served up. Score stays at 13-8. BG with a very active zone going on with Bowerly in the middle. Down low to Zimmer. Oh, the touch pass picked off by Bowerly. Great anticipation. Going in against Kozak. No, he's going to stop and pop. Not this time. Matzel with a rebound. Kicks it out to Bill Kozak. Up the left side comes Billy Kay. Guarded closely by Palmer. That was off of zone now. And it's now Matzel at the elbow. He's going to go to Kozak, left side, three. No. Rebound, Powerly. Baseball pass to Butcher. He's got one step to the lamp. Oh, and Kozak trying to stop the play, commits the foul, and helps him right up. BG people got a little quick on the reaction. Billy Kozak was not meant to cause harm on that. He helped Butcher up, but the foul nonetheless. And for Kozak, that's his first foul. It will be two at the line for junior Lucas Butcher. And the scoring drought continues for Bainbridge Guilford. They haven't scored in a while. Sydney has been even longer because they had that 13-6 lead. Shot for Butcher. The second one is good. So he gets on the board. BG's 3-for-4 from the foul line. Sydney 1-for-2. 13-9. Bobcats trail by four. Sydney with the ball. Down low. Nice pass to Zimmer. Nobody had him. Blocked by Austin Bowerly. Superb defensive play by number 21. And he'll have the ball outside. Matzel comes out to guard him. Sydney will not deter from that man-to-man defense, even though the offense is spread out as much as a offense can be spread out. 13-9. Palmer driving in on Sowersby. Nice backdoor pass to Bowerly. Palmer. A backdoor pass looking for Bowerly. Tapped out there by Zimmer. And with 5:36 to go, Sydney will make their first substitution. That will be Mike Cruz, number 23, checking in for Joe Matzel. So a fresh body on Austin Bowerly, who's not going to come out of this game unless it's extreme circumstance or injury. He played the entire game against Unitigo. I saw him the next day at the Oakdale Mall. He was exhausted still. Nice play by Corbin Palmer. He's good from that left side. The trick here is he's left-handed. Sydney hasn't been able to stop him yet. 13-11. Sowersby now playing the point. With Kozak on the left wing, Walters on the right wing. Cruz gets the pass. Down low to Zimmer. Nice pass. And the hanging jumper by Zimmer, no good. Ball batted around there, and there's going to be a possession arrow. It'll be Sydney's ball, or should it be BG's ball. No, there's a foul. What? What looked like a possession arrow has turned into a foul. And that foul is on Michael Carlin, his second. Well, I didn't have the best angle, so I really can't comment on it, but from the part I saw, it looked like two players were tied up with the ball. Sowersby to Nick Mino, who's in the game now. Zimmer takes Cruz's place at high post, drives in, missed it, gets a tap in, and he's got 4 points, 15-11. Sydney led by as much as seven, and then BG brought it down to two. It's 15-11 now. Warriors up. Nick Mino in the game guarding Michael Carlin a little too closely for the referee's liking. And that'll be Mino's first. He's a 5'9 sophomore, the only sophomore on the varsity team. Played 2 years at JV, so it's pretty much accepted. You'll go to the varsity as a sophomore. 4:37 to go first half. 15-11. An inbounds pass comes to Bowerly. Soft jumper, no good. And I think Carlin might have picked up his third. He just did. Yep, he got in just a hair late trying to rebound with Sowersby. So that's three. But Carlin stays in the ballgame. Don't know if Gronowski's not available to play or not. I've not been told that. Bounce pass to Zimmer at the high post, and he no-look passes to Sowersby for the three-point bucket. A no-look pass for the three. It's 18-11. Bowerly driving in on Cruz. Cruz holds his ground, and the pass goes out to Butcher, who's guarded by Kozak. Pass to the left side for Harmon. Harmon to Palmer. Palmer driving in on Sowersby, lays it up, missed it. Cruz taps it to Kozak in the air. 3:41 left, Sidney by 7. Kozak, nearly stolen by Palmer, passes to Sowersby. The no-look pass over to Mino, right out to Kozak, top of the key. Now it's Sowersby, right side, three-pointer, no good. Cruz couldn't get the rebound, so he tapped it long, and it was right into the hands of Hunter Sowersby. Here comes Zimmer, driving in on Bowerly, and beats him to the bucket. Zimmer, who would prefer to drive to the basket, has changed places with Mike Cruz, and he's at the high point, or high post. And he's got two buckets that way. One on an offensive rebound. Greg Warren calls for a timeout, and it is a coach's short timeout. 3:10 left in this quarter. 20-11, Sidney by 9. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sidney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Greg Davey back at Sydney School, and the ball is back into the hands of Bainbridge Guilford point guard Corbin Palmer coming out of the timeout. Palmer to Michael Carlin, who's playing with three fouls. Palmer now guarded by Brandon Walters. The shot by Palmer a little bit too far. And the long rebound comes out to Kozak. Nice hesitation move. He hands it off to Walters in traffic. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Up and good. But does it count? Yes, it does. And boy, does that look like it could be the fourth on Michael Carlin. It's the fourth foul on Michael Carlin. And if they want to have him around for the second half, he's going to need a substitute. But no move so far by Coach Greg Warren. Meanwhile, Brandon Walters gets into the scoring column with the old-fashioned three-point play, and the lead has grown to 12, 23-11. Coming out is Harmon, backing in on Zimmer, but missed the shot. Kozak, no-look pass to Mino. Reverse slam is good. Nick Mino gets into the scoring column. So BG is falling apart. Can't hit a shot. It's not that they're getting bad looks. They're getting great looks. Here comes Palmer at the elbow. Out to Carlin. Still in the game with four fouls. Now it's Harmon going in on Zimmer. The turnaround is up, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound Mike Cruz with the long arms. Getting the reach there. Mino down low to Zimmer. A little touch inside play. No good. Cruz knocked it away, but it went into the hands of Butcher. Here comes Palmer. Beating the double team. Can't hit the layup. Good help defense that time by Sidney. 25-11. The lead has grown to 14. Walters to the right side for Kozak. Cruz to an open Nick Mino. Drives in against Harmon. The baseline jumper no good. Cruz with the offensive rip. And he cross-court passes to Kozak on the right side. Down low to Zimmer. And an offensive foul is going to wave that off. The ball didn't go in. But Zimmer bumping Bowerly before the shot. That'll be the first foul on Damian Zimmer. Fifth team foul on Sidney. Nobody with more than one, however. So it's Butcher, Palmer, Carlin, Bowerly, and Harmon for BG. Dylan Moffitt's been the only guy coming in off the bench. Butcher picked up by Kozak as has from the start of the game. Carlin moving in on Mino. Backs out as Mino does a good job defensively. Harmon can't hit the right-hand shot from 18 feet out. Carlin and Zimmer tied up. A pair of 11s. That's a possession arrow in the Bobcats' possession favor. Long pass up top to Palmer. Palmer driving in this time and gets hit twice. We'll see who the foul's on. Probably the first bump. That's going to be Brandon Walters. Two fouls on Walters. That's the sixth team foul. And Walters will sit down. And coming in for him, Austin McCarroll, number 33, senior. Pass comes out to Harmon. Harmon cutting through traffic, lays it up, missed it. Rebound, Cruz pulls it away from Carlin. Pass, it's a two-on-one. It's Zimmer. Oh, double dribble. Good call by the official. Zimmer protesting that call mildly. I think it was a bit of indecision that created that turnover. 25-11, though, as well as BG had a defensive stance that time. Here's a steal by McCarroll. Does he get the layup? He stops and shoots, misses. Kozak's there to help him. He'll finish it. Kozak with 8 points. Zimmer started it off with a pass denial and just whacked it toward the half court, and McCarroll took it from there. There's another steal. Cruz with a nice defensive play to Kozak. Traveling. Too many steps. Sydney going a little too fast for their own good at this time. But really with nothing to lose, being aggressive, they lead by 16. It was a close game at 15-11. Sydney has ripped off 12 points in a row. And we welcome listeners from Newark, California, second night in a row, and Newburgh, New York. Yay! Shot by Butcher, blocked by Mino, just short of the buzzer. And Sydney finishes on a 14, make that a 12-point run. I told you I'm mathematically challenged. 12-point run for Sydney, putting their definition on this one, 27-11. We will be back with, well, I guess it's a Maravito Energy Products halftime report without an interview. So I'll have to yak through this one. So stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravito, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amsterdam is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Greg Davey from Sydney High School, and it is time for the halftime report on WCDO, and it's we talked about academics last night. We're going to talk about academics tonight, but let's first give our props to the sponsor, Maravito Energy Products, celebrating 85 years of delivering energy solutions to you with outstanding customer service. That phone number since the beginning of time, 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. And, well, a bit of history here with Sydney and Bainbridge Guilford, who in the 70s had tremendous teams that would win or be close to winning in their respective Susquehanna East and West divisions, but they never played each other. Boy, how good those games would have been had they had a Susquehanna crossover. Didn't do that until, I believe it was 1984. 1984, they went to Hartwick College. Sydney girls played Unitigo. Unitigo beat Sydney, but Sydney went on to win the Section 4 Class C. Unitigo boys made it a sweep when they defeated Windsor. And Windsor had, Unitigo was undefeated, but Windsor had guys that were 6'6", 6'7", and Unitigo upended them, and then Unitigo went on to lose in the finals, their only loss of the season, to Union Springs, a game we did on WCDO, I'm sure, but an amazing season for them. But they didn't have those crossover games in the 70s, and how great it would have been. One of the players on the BG team in those days, JV coach and head football coach for BG, Tim Mattingly. And one of the players on the Sydney team, although he didn't start, he was one of the guards off the bench, Mr. Mike Brzee. So a little bit of going around full circle here for you. But here is the recap of the game. It was Sydney out to it was tied at 2-2, so BG never had the lead. Sydney went out to a first quarter lead of 13-8, made it 15-8. Then three points scored by Corbin Palmer and Lucas Butcher, and that was it for Bainbridge Guilford. They did not score the last 6 minutes of the half. So Sydney didn't really score a ton of points. They have 27 at the half, but right now a 16-point lead and a 12-point run for the Warriors. They're led by Bill Kozak, who has 2 3-pointers and 8 points overall. 6 for Hunter Sowersby, including a 3. Damian Zimmer has 3 baskets for 6. 3 for Brandon Walters, 2 for Joe Matzel, 2 for Nick Mino off the bench. BG Bobcats are led by Corbin Palmer with 6 points. But other than that, it's 5 total. Austin Bowerly held to just 2 free throws. Brooks Harmon has a basket, and Lucas Butcher 1 for 2. BG is 3 for 4 from the foul line. Sydney is 2 for 3, and they have 3 3-pointers, and the usually sure shooting BG from the outside with none. So let's get to that academic thing I was talking about. And we, first of all, on the WCDOsports.com, proud to say we've got a lot of people who have logged on. Numbers that I haven't heard ever since starting to do this streaming audio thing. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and I think it'll only get better as the postseason comes around the corner. We talked last night to Lorraine Fleisig, the coach of the Sydney Lady Warriors tennis team, and whose team was the only Sydney representative for the Scholar Athlete. And I got to thinking, you know what, maybe tonight, since I have nobody to speak with, let's recap that fall season and give all the local teams their props. Let's do that. In cross country, Oneonta was the only representative. There aren't many cross country programs left, unfortunately. For golf, Bainbridge Guilford was the 10th highest in Section 4. They had an average of over 91.3. In soccer, there were a lot. There was BG Boys. There was Oneonta Boys. There was Unitigo Boys. There was Lawrence and Morris Boys. So congratulations there. In football, Unitigo, number 16 in the Section 4 area with a 90.3. Delhi with a 90.26, and Oneonta with a 90.1. Girls had cross-country representatives locally with Afton at number 17 at 92.3. Field hockey, Afton, number 4 in the section, 92.6. Unitigo girls, not only were they the Section 4 champions, they were number 2 in the entire girls Section 4 soccer academic standings at 96.041. Oneonta number 4, Morris number 6, BG number 9, Lawrence number 11, just thinking about our listenership, Franklin 26th, still with a 92 average and only 26th, Walton 34th at 91.7, and Delhi 41, number 41 at 90.819. Tennis, we'd mentioned Sydney at 94.4, very high average there, Delhi number 14, 92.7. Girls volleyball, Afton number 9. They led the area with 92.9. BG was number 16. Walton number 17. Unitigo 18. Delhi 19. And Oneonta number 20. Nice job. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, it's second half of action. Sydney versus Bainbridge Guilford. Bobcats trailing Sydney by 16 at 27-11. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball, WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report and the Morabito Energy Products sponsorship, 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT, and a Sydney fan chiming in cybernetically, computer-wise, from Elford, New York. Welcome to that logger honor. A shot for Sydney to start the second half, not an impressive one, an air ball by Brandon Walters. So up the court comes Corbin Palmer. He's joined by Luke Butcher, Michael Carlin, who's got four fouls and a strange non-benching, got to say, with four fouls. But Carlin's in there along with Austin Barley, who's been held to 2 points, and Brooks Harmon. Butcher has the ball. BG continuing that same, I guess the same strategy. Harmon goes in and, oh my gosh, backs up and scores it. Not sure what that was all about. I was trying to come up with the right word. And Harmon kind of gave it an uh-oh, tripped on his way to shoot the ball, and it went in. Zimmer, much stronger on the left side for him as well, and he scores right away. So as good as it started out for BG, Sydney was equal to the task. It's 29-13, and I can't believe I couldn't find the right word to talk strategy. But BG has spread their offense out like the old North Carolina four corners, hoping that they're going to get a pick and roll or something open. And there's a steal. Hunter Sowersby tapped the ball to Kozak. Kozak in transition to Sowersby from the left corner. Missed. Rebound Bowerly strong. Looking for his first field goal. 29-13. And a timeout asked for by Greg Warren. And they may change strategy right here, because what has been going on has not been working. Our game's coming up on WCDO as the Pep Band percussion section hopefully gets us going here. BG Girls, who are on a roll with eight straight wins, including last night's nail-biter, 36-33 here over Sydney. Well, they take on the Unadilla Valley Storm in the 7:15 start. That's Wednesday, and on Thursday, the 31st of January, UV at Unitigo Boys at 7:15. I still have to look up where that UV Unitigo Girls game is supposed to be, because I wanted to do that one from the start. Or has that already been played? I don't know. I'm all confused, I guess. But the girls-boys semis will be the 7th and 8th, and then the MAC Championship Saturday, February 16th. All right, from that short timeout, back we go. BG still staying to that strategy. Harmon is going to lean in again. He scores it and is fouled. So two in a row for Brooks Harmon. So it's worked to a small degree. And Harmon will get a chance at the foul line to cut the lead to 13. It's 29-15. Shot is up and good for Brooksy. He's got 7 points, and he's now the leading scorer for the Bobcats. Sydney's leading scorers, Zimmer and Kozak, with eight apiece. Very well-balanced scoring for Sydney. They haven't been shooting lights out, though. Matzel, nice pass on the backside to Walters. Missed the shot, and a possession arrow as Walters and Bowerly are tied up with the basketball. And Matzel had fallen down on top of all that. The long pass from Bowerly comes out to Harmon. Nobody takes him. He'll dribble past half court. Off to, no, he's not going to go to Butcher. Harmon will take the middle. He backed up. He's still outside the three-point stripe, though. Butcher catches it. Way out there, guarded by Kozak. Two dribbles by Butcher, and his back is to the basket outside the arc. 13 on the shot clock. It's a five-second violation. And it's a real head-scratcher to see why these kids are doing what they're doing, staying outside the three-point area with their back to the basket. Sydney doing a good job defensively, no matter how spread out that gets. Sowersby for three from way out on the left side. Missed it. And once again, it's Walters and Bowerly tied up inside. Now, I wonder stat-wise, do they both get credit for a rebound? I'd give it to them. 5:14 left third quarter. 29-16. Sydney by 13. They've led by as much as 16. Sowersby down low to Matzel. Cross court there to Kozak for the three. Bang! He's got it. Kozak, first Sydney player to get to a double figures. He's got 11. Nine of those coming in three-point shots. Kozak crosses up Butcher and ties him up. And possession arrow, though, for BG. Dylan Moffitt will check in to the BG lineup now for Lucas Butcher, and I can confirm by craning my neck over at the scorer's table, Ryan Jones is number 25 in the BG lineup, and he has not appeared to this point. Palmer taking Sowersby and beating him, but then the ball got knocked loose and recovered by Walters. Walters up the right side. Bowerly stops him. High post pass to Matzel, to Sowersby in the no look. Now to the again to the post for Matzel. He gets it back from Walters. Stolen. Cullen with the ball to Palmer. The flip and the blocked by Matzel, but that was a shot that wasn't even toward the basket. Zimmer, double team, tried to loft the pass to Matzel in the block. No good. Recovered by Moffitt. So it's Palmer who had just smoked Sowersby, which is not done very often with this defense. But then somebody helped out for Sydney, and the ball got turned over on that last possession. Here comes Harmon, going to drive in on Zimmer. He's dribbling, he turns around, and he's got it going on. 9 points for Harmon, seven in this quarter, suddenly sparking the Bobcats, but they still trail by 14. Down low to Zimmer, an easy play off the double-team break there by Bill Kozak, and Zimmer now with 10 points. Sydney finding different ways to score. Palmer to Carlin, right side, three-pointer short. coughing, sorry. It's Bowerly with a rebound, but he fell down. The ball got loose. Kozak fakes the three, goes into Matzel. Bank shot good, and he's fouled by Palmer. Palmer got underneath Matzel's front side. Matzel had a fairly awkward angle, but made it work off the glass. And a timeout asked for by Greg Warren, and I need a drink of water. 3:18 to go in the third quarter. Sydney has doubled up PG, 36-18. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
We're back and can tell you that more folks have checked in online, including those from Cicero, New York. At first I thought it was my parents, but then they don't have a computer. All right, so Joe Matzel, who had scored his second bucket of the game and got fouled, missed the free throw. 36-18, and there's Sowersby tying up Palmer, but Palmer with a recovery drives in and draws the foul on Matzel, who started to back up as the contact was made. So the timing just a little bit off. Palmer will get to the free throw line to shoot two, and he's got 6 points, and normally shoots about 8 free throws a game. Sometimes, well, he's had a high of 14 for 15 this year. But this will be the first time at the line for him as the third-year varsity player sizes up the basket for the first time from the free throw line. It's up, and it's no good off the back of the rim. So Moffitt comes out, Butcher comes in. Dylan Moffitt, more of a guard presence for Greg Warren's team second half of the season. Palmer sets for the second shot, and it's short. Almost got his own rebound. Sowersby tapped it, but Carlin gets it for BG. Backs in and can't score. Matzel with inside presence to get the rebound ahead of Bowerly. Kozak up the right sideline. Now to Brandon Walters. One dribble and done. He's off to Sowersby. High post pass to Matzel. Quickly over to Kozak. Right side. Three-pointer good. And the net, like last night when Kelsey Decker made a couple of threes over there. The net got tangled up. 39-18. Sowersby is going to go one-on-one defensively with Corbin Palmer, forcing him right. And he did it successfully because Butcher now has the ball and almost a steal. Kozak and Sowersby make a very good tandem defensively. Oh, let's get the defensive sub in. Mike Ward has come in for Sydney, replacing Damian Zimmer. And there is Harmon going to Butcher, who's going to drive in hard, miss the shot. And it's a rebound by Palmer. Can't put it back up. Bowerly gets his first bucket of the ball game midway, late actually, in the third quarter. But he worked his butt off to get that one. Second offensive rebound there, 39-20. This game is not out of reach yet for BG, but they got to do something in a hurry. Nice passing by Matzel to Walters. Back to Matzel. One bounce too many. Picked up by Harmon. Harmon crossing into the paint. Goes up. The soft touch. Not there this time. Got his own rebound. Fake shot. Good. And he's fouled. Well, Brooks Harmon is carrying this team on his back. And he's now in double figures with 11. 9 of those points coming in this quarter. Matzel will sit down. Mike Cruz will come in. And again, a benefit for Coach Mike Brzee's team is a lot of these BG players have just stayed in the entire time. Brzee with the luxury of having two, three guys sub in each position. And Harmon will complete the three-point play. 39-23, so it's a 16-point deficit. Walters to Cruz, fake, shoots, is fouled. Well, the ball fake there by Mike Cruz. He didn't get the ball quick enough to go right up with it, so he got it, went down as if he was going to spring up to shoot, faked it, and it was enough to draw the foul. That's the second on Austin Bowerly. BG with two team fouls in this half. Sydney with three. Nobody for Sydney with more than two fouls. Mike Carlin, give him credit. He stayed in with four fouls since midway through the second quarter. Mike Cruz gets into the scoring column with one free throw out of two. It's 40-23 with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Warriors still in that man-to-man defense, doing a very strong job in every respect. Bowerly has Cruz tie him up. Down into the right corner for Butcher. Butcher's tied up there by Bill Kozak. Cruz with a steal against Bowerly. Can Cruz finish? He does! Off the left side with a right hand. Mike Cruz with a defensive play of the night right there. And down low comes Palmer to say, we're not done yet. Corbin Palmer with a basket. He's got 8 points. 42-25. BG not giving up. Kozak to the high post. It's Cruz. Cruz right back to Kozak. Right side pass to Walters, then to Cruz. Through a double team, gets it somehow to Sowersby. The fake inside to Mike Ward. Blocked by Bowerly and a good one. It goes out of bounds. 16 on the shot clock. Well, Ryan Jones checks into the game for the first time, replacing Mike Carlin. So here comes Ryan Jones. He will guard Mike Ward. Sowersby gets the inbounds pass. To the left side he goes for Walters. Cruz over to Kozak for three. Is it again? There it is again! Oh! Bill Kozak not overshooting the three, but he's 5-for-6 for the night. And the other one was because the shot clock was winding down. Palmer fakes the three, goes inside to Brooks Harmon, and Cruz a little bit too close on the defense. It'll be first on Mike Cruz. And again, if you did not catch the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, Cruz normally a starter, but when Damian Zimmer got healthy and got to play where he could start because he was more mobile, Mike Cruz volunteered to come in off the bench instead of having squabbles about who would start and who wouldn't. Butcher for three. No squabble there. There's a bucket. His first one of the night, a three-pointer, makes it 45-28. And the third quarter buzzer sounds with no shots being taken. Sydney taken off with 18 more points in that quarter. 17 in the quarter for Bainbridge Guilford. So they started the score, but Sydney's keeping pace. It's 45-28 after three quarters of play. Back with the fourth quarter live on WCDL.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Seconds into the fourth quarter, 45-28, Sydney with the possession to start the fourth. Leading 45-28, BG ramping up their 2-3 defense. Kozak with another three-pointer, and they just can't miss. He's got six in this game.
20 points in all. He's 6-for-7 from three-point range. And I have to start scrambling my brain to figure out who's got the record for three-pointers from the boys. Now, I know the girls because there are two girls that have 10 three-pointers. Danielle Gravel in 2009 and Heather Nolan in 1998 scored 10 three-pointers. There's a nice out-of-bounds play, but it didn't work the way BG was hoping. Palmer wanted to go real deep on an inbounds pass to Austin Bowley, but it whacked off the backboard and came to right to the scorer's table, actually. So a 20-point lead for Sydney, their largest of the ballgame. Before that, it was an 18-point lead at 38-18. BG having a little bit of success there. Mike Cruz inside, kicks it out to Sowersby, three-pointer left side with a high arc, no good. Walters times his rebound. Back to Billy Kozak. Kozak, the wraparound pass to Matzel. Walters, nice dish, and off to Matzel it goes, but he misses. Bowerly with a rebound for BG. He comes up the floor. He's been held to just 4 points. Going in against Matzel. Three-point shot, and it's off the back of the rim. And out of bounds off Mike Carlin, risking that fifth foul. Sydney on the floor has Bill Kozak and Mike Cruz, Hunter Sowersby, Brandon Walters, and Joe Matzel. They've stayed in their man-to-man as per Sydney Warrior defense. BG has stayed in his own defense the entire time. Walters on the right wing to Kozak. He's going to try a longer three. That's time too short. And Sowersby almost stole the ball away from Palmer, and Palmer's kind of playing a little fishing expedition there, luring Sowersby to try to steal it from him. And goes in, by the way, passes to Brooks Harmon, who tried that back-in deal, and this time it was a foul, I think, on Sydney. Or is it a possession arrow? Now Mike Carlin comes out. Number 20 goes in. It's Tyler Johnson, the senior. First time we see him tonight. Must be possession arrow. It'll be BG's ball. Bowerly. Soft pass into Johnson. Right back to Bowerly. Fakes the three. Goes in for the two. Way off the mark. Weak side rebound. Cruz has it for Sydney. And off to Billy Kozak. Kozak starts up the left side. Crosses over a bit. Goes to Matzel. Matzel and Cruz in there for the first time together as they started the season this way before Zimmer got healthy. Matzel from high post off to Walters. Gets inside. Leaner is no good, but Brandon Walters will go to the foul line. Brandon Walters on the season 18-for-30. He has had more attempts than anyone but Mike Cruz. Mike Cruz 18-for-31. The foul is on Corbin Palmer, only his second. First shot at the line for Walters is good. He had a three-point play in the second quarter. Second shot is good. Sydney doing a decent job from the free throw line. 5 points for Walters, 5:38 to go, 50-28. Sydney comfortably out in front, but working very hard to get that comfortable lead. BG has Butcher and Harmon and Bowerly, Palmer and Johnston. Inside, Palmer. Nice fake. The basket. He gets Sowersby to jump. Good basketball play that time, drawing the foul for Palmer. He got Hunter Sowersby to commit the first foul in his section of the scorebook. And it's enough to get the basket and a free throw. So Corbin Palmer with 10 points. He had 6 in the first half on 3 hard-driving baskets. He'll convert the 3-point play. He's got 11. Brooks Harmon leads BG with 12. It's 23 out of 31 points for that tandem. Oh, my gosh. Kozak, really long 3 that time. Not the best choice. And Sowersby with a nice save going out of bounds, but his something hurts on him. He's still down. He's mad at himself more than anything. But there may be a substitution here. Damian Zimmer looks like he's going to go in. And Walters is at the line as Tyler Johnson commits the foul. I can't watch everything, but
I saw Sowersby with the... He hung in the air trying to see who to throw it to. And by the time he made his choice, he fell flat on his backside. So they're going to check him out, make sure he's all right. Austin McCarroll comes into the game again, replacing Sowersby. And Damian Zimmer will return to Sydney's lineup, replacing Mike Cruz. So Walters at the line, shooting one, shooting two, okay. 52-31, Sydney by 21, their largest lead right now. Palmer gets in on McCarroll, backs it out to Butcher. Butcher had made a three-pointer moments ago. And Kozak comes away with a steal. It wasn't a clean steal, believe me. He had a partial steal and then a couple more tips. And Kozak just streaked like the 100-yard dash runner he could be if he chose to play track. Kozak with his second two-point field goal. He's got 22. And there's a foul on Austin McCarroll trying to guard Corbin Palmer. We'll have our MBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Bang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award coming up at the conclusion of the game. Harmon, who's cooled down a bit since that very impressive third quarter performance in which he had 10 points to keep his team somewhat in the game. Palmer, fouled by Brandon Walters, who switched on a defensive assignment. Walters, I've got him down for three. Yep, so does the score clock. 54-31, that'll be a 1-1. Corbin Palmer, who's not come off the court. Harmon, Bowerly, and Palmer usually do not get subbed for unless they're way up. So 1-1 time for the southpaw. Palmer misses. Rebound, Matzel. Butcher's now going to try to take Kozak. Kozak gets past him. Help on the zone defense, so the pass off to Walters. Hanging in the air, trying to draw the foul, and did exactly that. He did get the shot to drop. Johnson with the foul for BG. That's his second. And Brandon Walters comes back to the line. Walters on a five-shot streak, including four in this quarter. Well, he's got it going on from the free throw line. Billy Kozak's got it going on from the three-point line until he started backing up 5 feet. Second shot, short this time. 3:56 to play, 55-31. So Sydney, unless a total collapse happens, they are going to go up to 8-0. And there is an illegal screen set by Butcher, Lucas Butcher. And the clock stops at 3:46 to go. Sydney's lineup now with Zimmer, Kozak, McCarroll, Matzel, and Walters. BG still in the zone. Walters down low for Zimmer. Left side or right side with a left hand. One of his favorite moves, I'll bet. 12 points for Zimmer, 57-31. Driving in, Palmer, this time on the right side, gets it to go. Corbin Palmer. Every game I've ever seen Corbin play, gives it his all to the end, doesn't matter what the score is. Showing us that again tonight. 57-33. Matzel backs it out to Kozak. Now to McCarroll. McCarroll to the high post. Nice pass into Zimmer. He waits. I thought it was a fake, but he was just literally waiting for the defense. Not a good decision. BG now has the ball after I get done with all that. Driving in is Harmon. There's that shot again. Oh, he's found the range once again. 14 points for Brooks Harmon. 2:44. Not his signature moves, but he's found a way to get the points in the paint. Nice pass down the blocks from Metzel to Zimmer. That's what you call a zone buster. Old school style. Left side, there comes Palmer. Help defense by Zimmer. Out to Harmon for three. That's his more conventional shot, but it missed. Rebound by Damian Zimmer with 2:15 to play. In the corner, Austin McCarroll for Sidney. Loops a pass to Matzel. Cross court to Walters for three. Missed it short. Matzel got a hand on it. Kept it alive and scores the layup. Joe Matzel with 6 points. And it looks like wholesale subs. Any timeout asked for by Coach Mike Brzeet. So not much time left. I don't know exactly how much. 61-35 is the score. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball. Sidney leading BG on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sidney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sidney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, I chose the longer timeout. That was my bad, as BG just had a great possession, a missed shot, but a nice play by Austin Bowerly for an offensive rebound and a score. He's got 6 points. Nice pass, Mino, down low to Zimmer. To Justin Barnes, who's in the ballgame. Justin Barnes and Patrick Vibbard join the Sidney lineup. Here comes Bowerly for three, and he nails it. Well below his scoring average of about 16 a game, but 61-40 is the count. So it's Nick Mino, Damian Zimmer, Justin Barnes, Patrick Vibbard, and Austin McCarroll. Pass a little bit soft. Here comes Palmer, trying to keep it alive on the BGN, but to no avail. Trey Crawford will check into the lineup, replacing Damian Zimmer, who will sit down with 7 field goals and 14 points. So here comes Trey Crawford, a bounce pass that gets stolen by Bowerly. Long pass up ahead to Palmer. Palmer beats the double team and is fouled. He'll get the basket, and the foul will be on Nick Mino. So 15 points for Corbin Palmer, 7 in this quarter. 32 seconds to go, 61-42. Palmer to try to finish it off, and it's short. Rebound, Justin Barnes. Mino up the left side for Sidney. Stolen away by Bowerly. Palmer gives him the pass back. Scores the layup, and he's fouled. And another foul on Mino, trying to stop it all from happening. Well, the big scores for BG are coming out in the second half after the 20-point margin has been crossed for Sidney. It's back down to a 17-point lead, and Bowerly cashes in the three-pointer. He's got 12 points. Vibbard across half court. Crawford to Mino. 12 seconds to go. Oh, Barnes tries to get a pass into McCarroll way over his head. So the big three for BG still did get their double figures, the vast majority coming after halftime. Shot by Bowerly. Misses 3, 2, and 1. And we are done with Sidney scoring yet another 61-point performance. I think it's the third time in 3 games they've hit 61. In the second game in a row, they've given up 45. They beat Fort Plain, I believe, by that 61-45. So we will total them all up. We meaning me. Only 4 players scored for BG tonight. We'll wrap that all up as we also have our awards, and we will I will name those winners in very shortly. It is live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitron business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey at Sydney High School, and we want to thank our folks again for tuning in. And after I give the intros, I'll give the ones that all logged in. So, final score 61-45. Sydney comfortably over Bainbridge Guilford, winning their 12th straight ball game. 8-0 in the league. They still have a game to make up with Deposit. BG still has a game to wake up with Oxford. Mang Insurance is one of our sponsors, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years. They're proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. By NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes, NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Member FDIC. Well, after Sydney put things away in the second quarter, they never let BG get, again, under 10 points in this game. And then the big scores for Bainbridge Guilford came alive late in the second half, but Sydney had already, again, had too much team play. And the Bill Kozak Show with 6 three-pointers tonight really did the job to be a complete team tonight offensively and man-to-man defensively, and really showed that depth does prevail usually over a small group of good players. Sometimes it's several over one, sometimes it's a lot over several, but in this case, Sydney's team really came to the forefront tonight. BG only had 4 players that scored, so it's easy to recap it. Here we go. Corbin Palmer is scoring 7 of his team-high 15 points in the fourth quarter. He was just 1 of 5 from the free-throw line tonight and did not hit a 3-pointer. Lucas Butcher had a 3-pointer and 1 for 2 from the line. He finishes with 4. 16 points for Austin Bowerly. 12 points for Austin Bowerly. 8 of those coming in the fourth quarter, including a 3-pointer. He was 3 for 3 from the foul line. And for Brooks Harmon, I think he did have the best offensive game when it counted, when it was still a game. He had 10 points in the third quarter, did it in a different style than he's used to. He's used to popping that three-pointer, but he was working hard inside tonight, and he finished with 14 points, including 2 for 2 from the line. So 16 two-pointers for BG, 2 three-pointers. They were 7 for... check that. 7, let's see. I know they had 7 free throws. I just got to make sure. Let's see. 2 for 2 and 3 for 3, that's 5 for 5. 1 for 5 makes it 6 for 10. 1 for 2 makes it 7 for 12. There we go. That makes sense. 7 for 12 and 45 points, way below their usual average. For Sydney, they were about their average in points, although they only had 27 at halftime, but they did come alive hitting the three-pointer and free throws in the second half. And it was 22 points for Bill Kozak, 6 three-pointers, including 4 in a row. If you count the end of the first quarter to the third and fourth quarter, they had 4 in a row and 6 overall. 22 points there. 14 points for Damian Zimmer. He was a scorer in all 4 quarters. 7 two-pointers for 14. Hunter Sowersby held to 6 points tonight. His streak of double figures is over, but he had 6 points all in the first half, including a three-pointer, and really concentrated his work tonight on defending. Corbin Palmer. 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Nick Mino came in off the bench and hit a basket in the second quarter. Bill Kozak, oh, we mentioned that. Brandon Walters, 8 points tonight, but he was 6-for-7 from the free throw line, and he had a bucket to boot, and that makes 8 points. Mike Cruz had a basket, 1-for-2 from the line and 3 points. Joe Matzel with 6 points tonight, and he was 0-for-1 from the foul line. Did get a lot of rebounds, though, tonight. 61 points overall for Sydney. Now, kind of funny that it's a big win for Sydney, but they both had the same amount of two-point field goals, 16. The difference, of course, Sydney was 7 three-pointers, and that really was the difference because they only had one more free throw. They had, so they had basically, they win by, what, 16. They had, wait a minute. All right, that's about, okay. 5 more three-pointers, that's 15, and 1 more free throw, that's 16. Yeah, that makes sense. 61-45. I'm just a rambling on. Is there any real doubt as to who the MBT Bank Outstanding Offensive Award player is tonight? No. Bill Kozak, 22 points, Mr. Three-Pointer, 6 of them tonight. And until the last two when he was firing from about 35 feet away, no, not quite that far, about 25 feet away, he was focused and dialed in, and he was not overshooting that. For the NBT Bank, or check that, the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, it could go to any one of these players. It could go to Hunter Sowersby, who checked in on Corbin Palmer. It could go on Damian Zimmer, who was checking in on Brooks Harmon. It could be Joe Matzel, who was checking in on Austin Bowerly. And really, when it comes to BG, you're looking at Bowerly with the rebounding, but playing a zone, it's hard to say that somebody dominated a defense. So it's really not going to come from that end of the thing. It's going to come from the Sydney end, because man-to-man defense, you really can tell who's doing what. I'll tell you, I got to go to Hunter Sowersby. If you could recall to the first quarter, Corbin Palmer drove hard on the left side. That's his strong side. For 6 points in the first half when it was still a game. After that, totally shut down until late in the game, and most of those points came after Sowersby left with that injury. So as hard as Corbin Palmer worked, he really had to work hard against Sowersby, and Hunter made it happen on the defensive end. And that's been you know, he's gotten a lot of recognition on his offensive improvement. He's always been this way on the defense. So Hunter Sowersby, and that person in Tampa, Florida, will be very happy to know he's the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. And speaking of those internet log-on people, we had Cicero, New York. We had Alfred, New York. We had Newburgh, New York. We had Newark, California. We had Mansfield, Ohio. We had Tampa, Florida. Oldsmar, Florida. We had Boston, Massachusetts. New York City. And, oh, one thing I never said, I teased it before but didn't say it. The first time we had this state check-in ever, Minneapolis, Minnesota, checked in tonight. Not sure who they were rooting for, but I'm guessing it was colder there than it was here, and that has to go some because it's freezing here, no question about it. All right, a little bit of a break before next week. Wednesday night, Bainbridge-Guilford girls, can they keep the streak going? They will play against one of the leaders of the MAC, the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm. That should be a good game. Could be low scoring, you never know. It'll be a challenge for the BG Bobcats, but they've been up for every challenge so far, and we will be interested to see that. And then, of course, we'll have UV and Unitinga boys the next night. So looking forward to the season winding down. And just to recap the, if I can get my right page out, here we go. The standings as they come counting tonight's game here. Sydney now at 8-0 with 3 games left. They have a makeup as well. Unitigo is 7-1 with 2 games left. With 3 games left, sorry. Green is 6-2 with 3 games left. Unadilla Valley is 6-2 with 3 games left. Oxford is 5-2. They've got a makeup with BG to take care of, and then 3 more games after that. BG is now 4-4. They've got 3 games left. Walton is 3-5, and then on down to Delhi, Deposit, Afton, Harpersville, and Hancock. So right now, it is UV, Green, Unitigo, and Sydney is the top 4 in reverse order, but BG and Oxford still looming on the outside looking in right now. All right, so that's the way it goes. As far as the girls go, it's still Unitigo, Unadilla Valley, Harpersville, and Bainbridge-Guilford is your top 4, so we have lots of local flavor leading into the time that's going to be the Mid-State Athletic Conference semifinals and then finals. All right, that should do it from here. Thanks to Joe Gardner. Thanks to all of our internet listeners, so many of you, and our traditional radio listeners. It's been a great night of basketball. Sydney showing why they are ranked number 19 in the state right now. They put away a very good Bainbridge Gopher team by the score of 61-45. Our MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner again, Billy Kozak, 22 points, 6 three-pointers. Hunter Sowersby, tremendous defense. The point guard for BG, Corbin Palmer, Hunter Sowersby, our Bang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. So that'll do it. Joe, thank you very much as always. This game will be archived very shortly following our broadcast. And I know you're saying get the heck out of here, so okay, I will do that. Greg Davey, having a great night. Hope you're having a good night too. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO. Good night.